Okay, Carlos, here we go for the second half. Mets and Marlins getting started, first of four games. I'm wondering how many days into the All-Star break did you realize, all right, I'm ready to go here again. It's nice to be home, but let's do this.
After a couple of days. You know, I needed a couple of days. But yeah, you know, the last two, ready to go. You know, you start looking at potential matchups and things like that. But it was too good to have those 4 days off, and now ready to go here, important series, like, you know, every game.
Because we weren't hanging out at a park for 4 days, we were able to talk to human beings and be out there. A lot of just Mets fans were saying, oh man, this is a tough time to stop because the Mets were playing so well. But do you feel like that impedes a team's progress when they're playing well, or is it nice to get a recharge?
Yeah, no, it's always nice to, you know, have a little break here, especially for the guys after that stretch that we went through, 17 in a row, you know, and it's a grind, you know, and I feel like we all needed it. So now, after the 4 days off, you know, we're here in Miami, ready to go.
As far as some guys that are a little bit banged up, just want to ask you about Kodai Senga, what his status is.
Yeah, so he's scheduled to pitch tomorrow in AAA, hopefully, you know, that 85 pitch mark, and then see how he responds after that, and potentially he could be joining our rotation after that. So, but again, one step at a time. He's got to go through tomorrow, and then see how he feels after, you know, the next couple of days until we have to make that decision. But he's getting close.
I know somebody else that was getting close to Sean Reed Foley was throwing. I don't know if he had thought about a rehab yet or what the plan is with him. What's going on with Sean Reed Foley?
So he came to Port St. Lucie during the break, threw two bullpens. Today he threw his second one. Let's see how he responds Saturday and Sunday. And then his next step will be live VP in Port St. Lucie. He'll face hitters, and then, you know, we'll see where we are for a potential rehab assignment. But, you know, feeling good. I just talked to him, so that's a good sign too.
Okay, the rapid fire continues. Guys that were down a little bit, Reed Garrett and Starling Marte, what's up with Reed?
Yeah, feeling better. He's going to be reassessed today to see if he can start, you know, light catch, which is good. But talking to him, he's got a better face, better body language, so which is good. Still, you know, a couple of weeks away at least, because he's got to go through the whole progression. And then Marte, hitting balls off the tee, playing catch, just low impact activity. And again, he's going to be pen tolerated. So we'll see what we got with him, but nothing new to report there.
Okay. And then Sean Manaea getting the start out of the break. What was so important about getting him the start to be the first guy up?
Yeah. Look, I think giving Sevy, giving Scott some extra days here, taking advantage of the break, the way we wanted it lined up, some of our guys, not only for this series, but the series coming up. And that's why we decided to go with him. So.
I know we're just getting back. This is the first game, but the trade deadline is the next major thing that's going to happen in baseball. Do you feel like your team is playing toward that date more than they're playing toward the end of the year?
I think we're playing for, you know, our ultimate goal. You know, every day you treat it the same way. You know, today is the most important game, and that's how we approach every day. You know, obviously we got the trade deadline coming up, but, you know, we'll let David and his group do the work. Our job is, you know, to continue to win baseball games and to continue to put ourselves in a good position. So, yeah, we'll see what we got, you know, at the end of the month.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.